Hello everyone! My name is Claudia Mitura, I'm the work psychologist and certified chief happiness officer, and we are absolutely making fantastic progress through the 26-day boost. This is 70 letters down, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. I'm receiving lots of wonderful messages about this campaign. You're tagging, you're sharing things on social media, and I cannot wait to announce the winners of 3 copies, signed copies. I'm very excited to sign these at the end of the month. And today's letter is Q4 questions. So it's all about taking time to self-reflect without rumination. Self-reflection is a fantastic ability to ask questions and gain insights into who you are, how you feel, and what matters to you, and also where do you want to be in the future. And this questioning lets you to understand your emotions, behaviors, thoughts, preferences, and desires. It really invites you to look deeper into your happiness. What does it mean to you? And move towards a positive change. The field of neuroscience confirms that enhancing your ability to self-reflect helps you to make better decisions, be more flexible in your thinking, and avoid making errors. And it seems like those who are more self-reflective also report being happier. And I really think that's because when we are asking thought-provoking questions, that encourages us to prioritize positive experiences. It encourages us to prioritize what matters to us. It encourages us to focus on solutions and positive outcomes. I think without our ability to ask questions and self-reflect, we cannot really recognize our emotions, we cannot have high self-awareness, and we're leaving little room for self-improvement and growth. And in the alphabet of happiness, I look at how powerful questions can help us self-reflect in tricky situations when we are being overwhelmed or we're feeling stuck, and how to do it well without ruminating. But today, one action that I would really encourage you to try is more about using questions to build closer relationship with others. To do that, I encourage you to invite someone close to your heart for a reflective walk, where you ask each other questions to reflect on your relationship. And one very wonderful question to ask is, how can I be a better friend, sibling, partner to you? I think that's a beautiful question to really bond and strengthen our relationship. So I encourage you to do that today. And I would love you to let me know how it's gone. You can find me on social media. You can visit my website and email me directly, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk. And if you're also thinking, oh, those hacks are quite useful and I would love to have all of them in my inbox, you can. If you would like a summary of all the letters that we're exploring, please subscribe to my newsletter on Substack, The Happiness Challenge, and all of this information will land in your inbox. So thanks so much for listening, and I see you soon.